Nois Chafei says the Tzadik Ve'ata Huvia Yifatcha Yitzcha. He says, you know, the Tzadik Antona has been speaking about big madrigas, big tzadikim. We know how to mechaven and dvarim shutim, sichas chulin. No, even he himself says we're not amongst that class of people. There's lots of Ramagid said, anything which I learn, I'm able to see a hayran avodas Hashem. Whether it's Hilchos Nagayim or Shiduach HaKein, whatever it is, I see in everything which I learn something that I can take in my avodas Hashem. And it's very Hasidish. It's a very Hasidish way of avodas Hashem. Like you see from all the Svarim. Like in all the Svarim of the Tzadikim, Mi'habal Shem Tov Eilach Ad HaYom Hazeh. There's never real pilpul and things like that. They could take a pasuk anywhere in the Torah and find an inyan in avodas Hashem. How it relates to Ava and to Yira. That's what the Zayar does also. It's filled with Ava and Yira. Torah and avodas Hashem. Every word, every pasuk is nitzchi. Not because there are mitzvahs that you could be makayim today, you can't eat korbanos. But korbanos is teaching you unbelievable mahalach and avodas Hashem. What it means is karvus and kapara and mesiras nefesh and avodas halevi'im. Every aspect is teaching us an inyan in dveikus Ava and Yira. So it doesn't matter what a person is learning, if he has those neshama d'ga'igin to be able to see what the hira is, you have to be a big tzaddik for that. So what, the chassidus is only for the great giants? No, it takes, as my Rebbe once said, it takes great people and makes them very great, and it takes regular people and makes them into great people. So there has to be some godless that we could take, even for ourselves. And this is where it starts, says the tzaddik. Don't let your yitzahara get in and to say, so what's left for us? We're talking now 25 simanim about giants of the world. So what? We're like behemoths? We look at that and we look at ourselves and we say, what are we doing here? Okay, so maybe we are that. We have to be very wise and clever against the Yitzhahara. Lishkal hakol bepelas hamishkal. Balance everything in good measure, and as he explains, Mamash, you say this. The person has to serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu with two ways. Godless is puzzle, and shiftless is puzzle. If you think that you're nothing and you're a nobody, so you're just going to throw in the towel, you're not going to do anything. What do you need to daven and to have kavanas? Hakol hevel. Anything you're not like the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. So what does it matter? You think you're doing anything? That's called yiru. That's called ava. Hashem sees the tzaddikim and he knows what real avoda is. You have to push yourself. That your davening should be pure and clean without any machshav zaros. That's all voices of the Sitra Achra. Rak einai kein, ki ha'maat min ha'adam chashav lifnei Hashem Yisbarach k'shiyeh b'tmimas l'chved Hashem Yisbarach. Anything that we do, that we're really trying to do a b'tmimas and k'vod Hashem, poil davar gadol l'malah. It's so special and so sweet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it accomplishes very great things. Very important to say this. Ve'af gam l'famim yisvah shaliv adam le'imor, miyata lichnas v'ichel Hashem Yisbarach v'yata malim imidas aras v'yas chamura. Sometimes it's zahara, very sneaky, and he says, what are you to push yourself in? You don't belong in here. You don't have the right midas, all the various which you've done. So be'emes kein hu, okay, maybe that's the case. V'tzarech l'sakin kol midah l'hashem v'chol aver. A person has to do tshuva and to fix himself. Ava b'menucha ma'idah his karmas tzedekas. How are we supposed to do that if not to Torah and Tefillah? How are we supposed to fix the things which we've broken about ourselves if not for doing the avodah? There's nothing else to do. There's nothing secondary for the people who are holy, so they have Torah and Tefillah. Everybody else, something else for you to do. No, there's only one mahalach. That's Torah, avodah, and gemilas chasadim. That's and all the mitzvahs which are included in those categories.
All the mitzvahs about Shem Tov with a simple yid doing like some simple little thing is this whole.
That's
yid.
This. Yeah. And one of the reasons why that is because nobody, and that's nobody, could do something which is proper avodah for Kadosh Baruch Hu.
Nobody's perfect.
Nobody is perfect. Nobody can be perfect. Nobody can perfectly serve a God who's perfect. Nobody can give him something perfect. So just like the greatest tzaddik in the world, Moshe Rabbeinu, who says, whatever he does is, if he had to measure up, it's imperfect. And that's, so in a certain way, for a God who's Ein Sof, everything is equally imperfect. And the great tzaddikim, they know that. You think that the great tzaddikim, they think that, oh, I'm giving something chashu to Kadosh Baruch Hu. They know that this is klapei kodesh b'chu. What is this? They think that the people below them are even bigger than them. So where do you draw the line? There's no line. The only thing is that everything is imperfect. But there's something perfectly imperfect about that. And that's what Hashem wants. He wants the tmimis. He wants that it should be the chvaydai. And that's the measure of what's special to Kadosh Baruch. That the heart is a rachman ali babai.
The idea is to look for perfection. It's like Moshe Rabbeinu asking Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, I want to see your face, meaning I really want to be, I want to do things perfectly. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no.
Right. That's right.
That's not the way I want you to be.
That's right. Strive as much as we can.
I want you to work to be perfect, but you have to know that you can never be.
That's it.
Would have made malachim only, not people.
That's right. Yeah, even malachim, they don't serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu the way that he's supposed to be served. Beautiful Taishan Pasuk. So simple, but so beautiful. Anything you do is good, Tasha. That a person, he should run away from the things that he shouldn't do, and he should run to Hashem. It requires a person to have tremendous devotion, conviction. Meaning you do your best, and Hashem says, this is gewaltig. I love it. Whether we come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we're moving away from things that we shouldn't be doing, and we're using Torah and Tefillah to come close, that's what it means to return. Return means through Torah, Avaida, Retzalaymar, Shayashiv, Esatul Hashem Yitzbach, B'machshavtai. And he's going to focus on this now, thinking of Tikkun HaMachshava. Just if we're fixing the ma'isim, but the machshavas are far, that's pagam and rachman alibabai. I mean, machshavas is more shayrishtik than the ma'isim. Of course, there has to be ma'isim too. Kabbal Werbe called the bisfarim, we say a shay chuvah labin yarn. V'nim satamid tzarech adon lahachriach etzatzim eskal Hashem Yitzbach v'machshavtai. Our thoughts are very stubborn. Very stubborn. But we are in control of our thoughts. We are in control of our thoughts, and we have to put a mighty battle, especially when it comes to Shas Tefillah and the Shas Torah, to make sure that we stay focused and concentrating on what it is that we're doing. But no matter what, the only way to correct ourselves, our midos, our machshavos, is by taking the steps to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu and Torah and Tefillah and Avinu Chasadim. When he sees that we really want a Zreu Me'at Me'at, we're going to get that Siyata D'Shemayah. To say goodbye to the things that we should not be doing. It's to be mechazik ourselves again in tefillah and Torah. These are all things that a person is chayv at all times. Yira, av, advekas. A person is never potter from these things. Whether he's on the derech, he's not on the derech. The Vilna Gaon used to say that, he says, you know, when a person, there's what's called din v'cheshbin, right? Din v'cheshbin means the din is what you did. And the cheshbin is also what you could have been doing at the time that you did those things. So just because a person is, let's say he's eating chayfis, doesn't mean that he's potter from bittul Torah at that time too. It's a scary way to look at things. But there's what you should be doing at every moment. Every moment you're chayv in av and year and vekas and coming close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, Hashem wants that we should be thinking about him all the time. Right? If you can't do two mitzvahs, you shouldn't do one. Meaning a person has to chap around. It's a big Gemara, like we said before. If you ate garlic and your breath smells, you should eat it again. If you're far, you make yourself more distant. Like the Gemara says, which means to be, the Yitzhar is very stubborn. We have to go with a certain dedication and devotion and a stubbornness against the Yitzhar, especially when it comes to the machshavas. Like you said before, but yig believe means that person has to go with the godless. He has to realize that his avodah is super important to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's super special chaviv to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Just because we're not in the madrega of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh thought that he was that too. He said, "What am I doing already for the Eibusher?" Not because he felt like he was the Baal Shem Tov, he was pouring all the elements, it's because it was chaviv. Hashem wants the heart. He wants the hiskarvus. He wants the chavivus. He's not measuring how chashuv it is as much as he's looking at how precious and how the relationship which we have with each other, how precious it is. like an av to a ben. If a person has to, every single person has to lift himself up every day and to say, this today is a very special to Hashem Yisbarach. Shall Yasif be in a Masha Isa Hashem Yisbarach, Rach Yosef Tamil, and to try to give more, and to give more, not to be misstopping, and to give more, more Nachas Ruach to Kaddish Baruch, but to have Lahar Chabazin, there's more to talk about this, as we'll see in Mitzvah Shem next time.